Welcome to the PDPW podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hi there, I'm Linda Swindling. You know, today we're going to talk about an interesting concept in negotiation, which is really, how do you say yes to yourself? How do you ask for what you really want? Now, we all know people who will do this. They are fearless. They have no problem asking. Our son, Parker, has always asked, and he's asked outrageously. And by the way, outrageous doesn't mean obnoxious. It means just outside of most people's comfort zones. So once while we were waiting at a restaurant, I turned around and I had that parent's worst fear. Parker was missing, and he was only five. And, you know, I looked around and a few frantic minutes later, I saw him sitting in the restaurant eating pizza with a family that had a boy about his age. So I go up to reclaim my son and said, okay, how did the two of you know each other? Is it school? The mom and dad shook their heads, no. And I said, church? No. And we'd been looking into Cub Scouts. I said, Scouts? Nope. The mom laughed. She said, you know, we just met Parker. He asked if he could join us and told us he was hungry. Okay. In truth, he probably said, my mom's talking too much. So there are people like that. Maybe you've got somebody like that. It's a kid, or maybe it's a relative, or maybe you see an employee doing this or a significant other. Do you really know somebody who's always asking all the time? If so, watch them, because young children, they will wear you down and get you to say yes. Or maybe they're friends, a significant other or salesperson. They can run their own businesses, their own farms. They could be decision makers in an association or consultants or service providers or even someone who requests funds on behalf of a nonprofit organization. And they regularly ask outside most of our comfort zones. Guess what? They also often get what they really want. So a question is, how will you ask? How will you ask for yourself? And if you want to see where you get stuck, there's a free assessment that's linked that's called How Well Do You Ask? You know, for years, I have watched myself, my clients, and people I love fail to ask, or we settle for less than what we really want. And so I started asking questions and did the research. And if you ask without hesitation, you know, you have no problems doing it. Our research shows you're only about one in five, which means you're surrounded by those people who do not ask for what they really want. If you are that one in five, that 20%, it probably frustrates you when the obvious solution to you is just go ask them. But they always refuse, don't they? If that is you and you're listening to this, think of someone that maybe you could encourage to ask and listen to the reasons that they might have problems asking. You might even share this program with them. For the rest of us, the other 80%, the other four out of five, you know, not getting what you really want or living with outcomes that have been determined by somebody else can be really draining. Patiently waiting for someone to recognize your talents or to give you a break, I mean, it can be very frustrating for you. And it's frustrating for the people around you. You know, you miss out when you don't ask. Do any of these situations sound familiar? A potential buyer chooses to do business with maybe another business or someone who doesn't provide nearly the quality or level of service that you would. Or maybe you've seen a promotion or your dream job even handed to someone that didn't even have your credentials or your experience. How about this? A coworker is given, you know, opportunities to travel or maybe a project that you wanted to have. Or maybe a friend receives a better hotel room or gets upgraded somewhere and you just took what you were assigned. It could even be a competitor of yours gets a better deal from a vendor, even though you had that long-term relationship. You know, maybe those situations are actually personal. They involve your personal life. Like you decided a long time ago that someone was too popular or good looking to date someone like you. And then that person ended up dating one of your nerdy friends. Or it was a major life decision. And that life decision was made for you by someone without even consulting you. So not making requests works to your disadvantage in other ways. It's not just what you don't get. When you repeatedly, you know, consider making a request and then you fail to ask, you send out a message that you just aren't satisfied. I ask, what do people think about, you know, those who are reluctant to ask, and why are you reluctant to ask? And the responses were startling. One says, you know, I wish I had the courage, but being told no just cripples me. Another person said, you know, 90% of the time, I'd rather go without than ask for a favor. Another one said, you know, I was just taught to be happy with what you have. Does that sound like anything that you might say to yourself or that you were taught? Well, by not following through on requesting what you want, you really never know for sure what's possible. And the people with the ability to grant or deny your request have absolutely no idea of all the preparation you've done or your desire to have something different. And in fact, by not asking, you totally removed that person's chance to even consider your request or give you an answer. So if you're stopping yourself, why is that? Are you maybe waiting for someone to grant you some sort of permission? Do you do that survey of your friends, you know, kind of seek consensus before you move ahead? What do y'all think? What do you think? Or are you maybe someone who researches? You try to find the perfect article or book or website with information. You try to phrase your request just right before you ever make it. Maybe you're one of those pros and cons people. You make a big pros and cons list. And until that list is totally completed, you know, all the blanks are filled out, you're not going to ask. Well, if so, your system of, you know, researching and pulling options before deciding to make a request can really seem like a lot of work. So some of us are looking for some sort of authority figure to grant us permission, sort of like a permission slip. Remember that in school, you couldn't go to the bathroom without a permission slip? All right. If that's what you're looking for, here's your official permission slip. You are granted the permission to ask outrageously. You have expressed permission to succeed. And as long as you're ethical and abide by the laws, you, my friend, can use whatever resources, efforts, and talents you deem necessary to get what you really want. You know what? If you grant yourself permission to succeed and to request what you really want without all the pre-work, you may be a lot more successful at getting what you want. So here's a start. Make an easy ask. Look for that low-hanging fruit. It is so much easier to reach something that doesn't require a ladder. You know, the notion you've got to work extremely hard or that you don't deserve what little you receive can stop you from making those requests. If your success doesn't seem real because you didn't work so hard to acquire it, get over it. Not everything has to be hard won or a difficult challenge. Some things really are easy because they're meant to be. So here's some advice from calculated risk takers and really successful deal makers. Don't deal with people you don't trust. And feel the fear and ask anyway. Let me say that one again. Feel that fear, but ask anyway. The thing is, you don't get what you don't ask for. You've heard that, haven't you? One of my favorites is asking myself, okay, what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen if I ask? What, they're going to tell me no, I'm going to be a little embarrassed, I may look stupid to someone. I've looked stupid in the past. I have not known the answer in the past, and I have survived just fine. So try asking, see what you get. Ask outrageously. You can deal courageously. I'm Linda Swindling. Now go negotiate.
Our thanks to negotiation speaker, author, and expert Linda Swindling for today's message. Linda helps leaders enhance business relationships, improve sales opportunities, and communicate more effectively to have the courage and confidence to get what you really want. For more, visit her website, lindaswindling.com. And thank you for listening to the weekly PDP podcast. Until next time, have a great week.